Good morning, Steve. The top stories. Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo are the 2024 Cameroon Football Champion of Champions following their 2-1 win over Victoria United of Limbe yesterday in Douala. 3 days to the second edition of the Chantalbia Mountain Bike Race, the Central African Republic delegation are already in Bagofit Sun City in the East Region for the event. Out of the country, Tipi Mazembe is a winner of the 2024 CAF Women's Club Champions League after beating AS FAR in the final over the weekend. And those were our top stories. The news in full. Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo has for the first time won the Football Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup in a season. They defeated Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbe by 2-1 yesterday in the Super Cup final at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. Harrison Ashutiku watched the encounter and puts together this report.
Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo made known their intentions in the encounter at the 17 minutes when Zakaria Tuyene fired in the first goal. The score remains the same throughout the remaining minutes of the first half. In a bid to bounce back in the clash, Wilfred Nathan Douala took advantage of an error from goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe at the 59 minutes to net in the equalizer. Determined to carry the day, Colombe Sportive kept pushing for another goal right up to additional time. Their efforts paid off 3 minutes to the final whistle with a rebound goal from substitute Victoire Hanzogo, which sent their fans at the Mbapelepe Stadium into a frenzy. At the blast of the final whistle, Captain Randy Kwala lifted the trophy from the hands of the first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Celine Eko, leaving his goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe overwhelmed.
I feel joyful for this victory because it's our second trophy this season. When you are a great player, you accept it. It is part of football. But the problem is not to remain where it has happened, but to come out from it. I think that's what I did to galvanize my player, because I think a football game is 90 minutes. A final, we don't play final, we win final.
Following the 2-1 win over Victoria United, Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo for the first time are winners of the Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup in the same football season. Christian Bezigi Harrison Ashutiko on special assignment in Douala.
Thank you, Harrison. Despite the 1-2 defeat to Colombe Sportive, the president of Victoria United of Limbe, Valentine Quine, remains confident that Opopo is the only club in Cameroon which plays good football and has promised that they will come back stronger.
It is not like that. We don't have enough coaches to fit all the teams. We lack coaches of tactical football. It is zero. I can say that zero or 10 coaches. You can have 10 coaches when the market needs, especially first division, 16 coaches. I play tactical football from one position to another. I don't play football anyhow that we are looking for 3 points. No, I'm playing the game so that the spectator can be happy. They can enjoy the football because football is a game of pleasure. Well, the future is bright. Paco United, we didn't lose. We played other matches behind the doors that we won 5-0, 4-0. But I'm going to face the fight. I'm going to win matches. And Victoria United is going to come back stronger and stronger because Cameroon of tomorrow is the younger ones of today.
The Mbapelepe Stadium was full to capacity with supporters of Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo and Victoria United, who watched the encounter with delight in the quality of football displayed by the players. Here are their reactions, selected by Harrison Ashutiku.
Lionel Darvin Somo,
fan of Colombe Sportive.
Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo.
Beautiful season for you guys this year.
Very, very beautiful season for our team. We are enjoying the moment and we are very fair about our team because it's the second trophy of the season. The match was very, very difficult because Opopo have a good team, a good strategy, but Colombe beat the match. I think it's the third time. For the new season, I suppose that Colombe only go up, follow up and get up and stay the first and the better one in the championship of Cameroon MTN Elite One.
Tanya Joseph Tanya, we need more players. The midfield was not the midfield that we know. Lack of experienced players. We lack somebody like you know in the field.
I can say it was somehow a balanced game. I was so impressed by the improvement of the Cameroon League with both teams playing the ball on the ground, no too much long balls, build up play from the defense line. Though my team, Opopo, lost the match, but I'm impressed with our style of play, our system of play. They did not play from defense, transiting to the midfield right up to the attack. So I'm very impressed with our performance.
What would you say went wrong for Opopo?
What went wrong, I think it was the midfield. They never had a key player, someone who could really really move the ball fast to transit the ball from the defense to the attack. So I think that was the key stuff that was missing in the game.
Our captain, Paul, he was missing in the game because he had a knee fracture.
So Nathan was just alone?
Nathan, he did his best.
Some supporters of Colombe Sportif of Ja and Victoria United talking to Harrison Ashotiku. In the meantime, the 2024-2025 Elite One football season will kick off on the 7th of December 2024 with Stade Rennais of Melong to host Eglo of the Mungu at the Melong Municipal Stadium. The director of the local and international competitions of the Cameroon Football Federation, Abdou Raza, disclosed the new football season calendar this weekend in Douala. 16 clubs drawn in one pool will take part in the championship, while the Elite 2 championship will kick off on the 14th of December with 17 clubs to be drawn in the two pools. The Military Lions rounded off their participation in the second edition of the African Military Games over the weekend, and with a silver medal, they were beaten by Algeria in the final by 1-0 in prolongation. The Central African delegation is already in Bagofit ahead of the second edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race to hold from the 28th to the 30th of November. Minister Joseph Lee, promoter of the event, was on the site of the event to make sure no detail is left out before the start of the race. Tala Elti reports.
The first edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race recorded great success, but the second edition plans to be bigger. Luc Asseng is head of exploitation.
Partout ailleurs, les équipes sont déjà.
Our teams are deployed across the complex to ensure that the guests have a good time here.
Tous ceux qui vont arriver seront à l'aise.
The Bagofit Sun City complex, venue for the event, is buzzing with activity. Carpenters, painters, builders, cleaners, and hotel staff are busy with finishing touches. Robert Bidime and Roka Ebode Atangana are technicians.
Actuellement, la structure est...
The grandstand is ready to receive at least 1,000 persons.
1,000 personnes.
À la place de l'expo.
We will mount 40 tents which can host 1,000 people.
1,000 personnes.
Cameroon's first lady, Madame Chantal Biya, has once again offered a free medical campaign at the Bagofit Health Center. Dr. Akun Pwame is chief of this health center. We will carry out general consultations, eye consultations, physiotherapy, as well as HIV screening.
Nous allons aussi faire des dépistages.
The Central African delegation is already in Bagofit ahead of the event to start on Thursday, the 28th of November. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bagofit.
In foreign news, Tepe Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo are the winners of the 2024 African Women's Club Champions League, which took place in Morocco. They defeated the local side, AS FAR, who doubles as former champions in the final by 1-0 to win the trophy for the first time. The only goal of the encounter was scored by Malene Kassach. In more foreign sports news, Liverpool FC have widened their leadership position in the current football season of the English Premier League. This follows their 3-2 defeat over Southampton yesterday in match day 12. The Reds have maintained the first position with 31 points, 8 points ahead of immediate challengers and current champions Manchester City. Man City, on her part, suffered a 0-4 whitewashing to Tottenham Hotspur over the weekend, making it their fifth conservative defeat this season. They now sit on spot number 2 with 23 points. And that footnote puts an end to the 7:30 a.m. sports news presented by Kelly Eben. Up next is Canal Police.
Canal Police.
Good morning, dear listeners. It's another new day and you're listening to the National Security Slot Canal Police, brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Mbargangele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecil Njem Mandeng is our editor-in-chief at the anchor. Armed Superintendent of Police Nze Amos Tarla in Yaoundé. Proximity Policing, the specialized company in charge of securing schools and university campuses, CESU, has been working during this academic year 2024-2025 that is already in its 10th month. We revisit the missions and the mode of operation of this company on this morning's edition of our program. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. The first term of the academic year 2024-2025 is gradually coming to an end and yielding way to end-of-term sequential evaluations and examinations for the specialized company in charge of securing schools and university campuses, CESU. It is a period of intense activities because it is necessary to prepare as well as ensure the security of the young school pupils and students, especially at the beginning of the academic year. This in a bid to guard against the traps of debauchery. Experience has proven that even while at school, students are exposed to the risk of vulnerability imposed on them by extracurricular activities and events that life may offer, in the typical example of bad company with criminals, drug consumption, unwanted pregnancies, enlistment in terrorist groups, getting involved in cyber crimes, and the list is long. CESU from creation has become a true partner of the educational and student communities and is effectively present on the field to accompany these young scholars in their daily academic activities. The unit, which is headed by Senior Superintendent of Police Mafani Fritz Wole, intervenes on the request of the heads of school establishments whenever there is a case of juvenile delinquency or any other form of insecurity. The structure is therefore on a permanent campaign in the field of awareness raising, this in order to prevent the occurrence of crimes and offenses either committed by the students or of which they may be victims. In the last organization of the national security in the year 2012, this specialized company charged with the security of schools and university institutions was put in place. This was a timely response to the rising crime wave in the school milieu, ranging from assaults on teachers or schoolmates to the consumption of drugs as well as involvement in all sorts of immoral behavior. Since the start of the 2024-2025 academic year in the month of September, this police unit multiplied her actions within schools at the request of the officials to raise the level of awareness of students, teachers, and possibly parents on their operations and some key security concerns, especially in the institutions in Yaoundé and its environs. 42 institutions have so far been covered, with 293 learners arrested in connection with suspected crimes. 181 students have been referred to the hospital for suspected involvement in narcotics and drugs. 156 handed back to their families for strict follow-up. 37 placed at the disposal of the unit CESU for continuous surveillance, and 10, unfortunately, sent to competent courts where 22 legal files are pending. Objects retrieved from the learners for this period include 44 rolls of cannabis, 1 packet of cannabis, 140 shisha drugs, 7 electronic shisha equipment, 40 tablets of tramadol, a bottle of a drug referred to as sukudai, 9 millimeter ammunitions, 4 daggers, telephones, condoms, and razor blades, amongst other compromising items. Following its proven record of service, CESU remains an important link which is unavoidable in the educational chain following the major key operations she has so far taken to kick crime out of the school milieu. Listeners, CESU is at your service 24 hours on 24 and for all the 7 days of the week. You can contact the unit by dialing the numbers 655-975650 or 655-975654 or 699-542642. It's here that we draw the curtains on this morning's edition of our program. We were technically assisted by CRTV's Gijuel Noah and DSP Eric Yanikwa Ambassa. At the anchor, I've been Superintendent of Police Nze.